It seems to be the theme of the winter season, yet again, the Albany area has missed out on a snowstorm. The storm worked its way through portions of the Northeast yesterday and last night, and the storm packed its greatest punch to our east across portions of eastern New England. In our area, even though the Albany area missed out, there was some accumulating snow, mainly south and east of the capital region, with accumulations anywhere from a covering to an inch or two in some spots, and the snow more effectively accumulated on the grassy surfaces than the roads. Now moving ahead, that storm is lifting its way into the Gulf of Maine and into the Canadian Maritimes. For us, it's a blustery day on the backside of that storm, gusty winds and cool temperatures to start off the work week. We are tracking an upper level disturbance that will come across late today into tonight. That could set off a couple of rain or snow showers, mainly through the first part of the night. Otherwise, it will turn partly cloudy and cool as temperatures fall back into the 20s. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have some sunshine to start things off. Then as the day moves along, we'll see a warm front approach, so clouds will increase through the day. And we could see a few showers come in, especially north and west of Albany, by tomorrow afternoon. It's even possible by late in the day, say close to sunset, that a shower works its way into the capital region. It could be cool enough across the higher elevations that rain showers will mix with snow showers tomorrow, especially through the higher portions of the Adirondacks and Greens. Temperatures tomorrow will be relatively pleasant, just a little bit cool for this time of year, running mainly in the 40s with some 30s in the mountains. Then as we go through much of the rest of the week, that front will kind of stall out and oscillate north and south a little bit each day, and that will keep things quite cool across the far north, but fairly mild across the south, and we will have the shot at some precipitation from time to time, mainly in a mixed form, a wintry form, especially across the north country, and more in the form of showers farther south. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of scattered rain or snow showers mainly this evening, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of showers by afternoon, possibly mixed with snow in the higher elevations, with highs in the lower to mid-40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of scattered rain or snow showers mainly this evening, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon showers, possibly mixed with snow in the higher elevations, with highs in the lower to mid-40s, some 30s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high in the 40s to around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of scattered rain or snow showers mainly this evening, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a late-day shower with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, highs in the 30s north, in the 40s to around 50 for the capital region to near 60 south. Then on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix, highs in the 30s north and in the 40s to near 50 for the capital region south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.